Homily for Monday, the 20th of February. I've been asked this evening to preside and preach at the Jesuit Community Mass, which is held every Monday evening at 5:45 in the Jesuit community at Wolfington Hall. And so this is the homily I will preach at that liturgy. I wrote the homily thinking specifically about preaching to the Jesuit community, but I think it applies to us all, so I hope it will be of help to you. Our first reading from Sirach speaks about wisdom. It's a discipline gained through prudent understanding of oneself. Who am I, really? I think the man bringing his son to Jesus in our gospel reading shows real self-understanding. He describes himself wisely. I do believe, help my unbelief. He recognizes where he needs to grow. We are about to enter Lent, a time that calls us to growth. We could make it a time to grow in wisdom. Our own honest, I do believe, help my unbelief. I'd like to share with you the thoughts of a man who has made the call to growth more real, more reachable, more doable for me. His name is Willigis Jaeger, a Benedictine monk and Zen master. He wrote a book titled simply Über die Liebe, about love. It offers a reflection on what happens in life, what happens in us in the absence of love. And I think we can all honestly say, I do love. Help my unloving. What follows is an exercise Jaeger offers for reflection. My hope is that it will help us recognize both love's presence and absence in our lives. That it will help us recognize the grace of God's call in our lives, especially in Lent. The book is in German, and to my knowledge, not yet translated, so the translation here is my own. Any awkwardness and expression is fully my responsibility. So please listen to Jaeger's reflection on love's presence and absence in our lives. Duty without love makes you grumpy. Responsibility without love makes you unfeeling. Justice without love makes you hard-hearted. Truth without love makes you only critical. Education without love makes you contrarian. Intelligence without love makes you sly. Friendliness without love makes you hypocritical. Order without love makes you petty. Expertise without love makes you dogmatic. Power without love makes you violent. Honors without love makes you proud and haughty. Possessions without love makes you greedy. Faith without love makes you fanatical. I hope this reflection will help us all see more clearly how love is at work in our lives and also how it might be absent. We might take one reflection with us into the day, like truth without love makes you only critical. And we might let it help us review, re-see our dealings with people. At the beginning of the book, Jaeger puts this observation and question to us all. He says, at the end of our lives, what we hold in our hands will not be our accomplishments. We will have to first ask ourselves, above all, how much have I loved? It's a question we could all ask ourselves at the end of every day. It's the wise man's prayer. I do love. Help my unloving.